Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Worldwide, anywhere in the world. That's why they say that. Alexa plays the show. Stream it. Well, pretty much all the podcast sites have the show. Pandora, yeah. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio,
iHeart,
yeah.
Spotify, say Spotify.
Spotify. Yeah, so please download what you miss, or if you heard it, download it again.
Craig, is there any way we can alter the Earth's orbit so we could have seen the eclipse today?
I'm not aware of that. Well, not by today.
Yeah. We'll check into that, Congressman.
Right. You're an idiot.
Just for a couple hours, yeah. And then you'll get it back on track.
Yeah, put it back where it was.
Well, that's double the work.
Put it back where it was.
That would cost extra.
We'll talk to the guy who's steering the Earth.
Oh, no. You'd probably...
there is a guy. That's his gig, man.
Want to go to the National Forest Service for something like that. Yeah. You want a park ranger has control over the Earth's orbit.
Isn't it Sulu that was always driving?
That Gomer's an elected official, by the way.
Yeah, Sulu was the helmsman.
Yeah, yeah.
So on this date in 2007, we lost The Sopranos.
Yeah. It ended right there with the
people loved that ending.
The music.
Cut to black.
It's no. People like it and they don't like it. I didn't mind it.
They were mixed.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I understand. I mean, if they'd all got blown away right there, I would have liked that too. You know?
Right. But everybody had an opinion.
Yeah, they did.
They either loved it or they hated it. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, I love the show. It didn't ruin the show for me, you know?
Yeah, still one of the greatest shows ever. Right.
Again, making the rounds is the story.
Who'd you say that drove the... Who drives the Earth?
Sulu.
No. Right.
Yeah, the National Forest Service. They're responsible for...
No.
The answer is Sulu. What was the question then? What can Sulu do?
Can we turn the Earth a little?
You are... a douchebag.
Sorry, it's a long way to go, but I wanted to get douchebag in there. I don't know of any other radio show in the world uses the word douchebag. Or just the word douche.
It's a fun word to say.
I guarantee. Flip it up and down the dial. Well, don't go away now, but during the commercial break, flip up and down the dial in any city we're on and see any other show say douche.
It'll be the soccer mom show.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they're saying douche. Well, they might be. They don't even say it then, even though they're actually talking about a douche over there. Do you douche? That's two girls.
I'm a dude, so no. Yeah.
It's the two chick shows. Do you douche? Douche and Tuesday.
That makes more sense.
I was in the car yesterday. I got in the car yesterday. My wife had a station on the place... you know, all over the board kind of music. But they were promoting the morning show. I think it's a syndicated show in this town. So it's like Susie and Jim, and Jim's the bad guy, and Susie's the, you're crazy, Jim. You're wrong. That kind of show. And they were promoting what they're talking about today. Join them tomorrow, and they're talking about douches. No, they didn't say that. Jim asked Susie about her douche. Maybe you want to tune in. But I realized I had a show.
No,
today.
You didn't.
Yeah. Ace Frehley shirt. Way to go, Nick. I like that.
It's a big day.
Yeah. It's a big day. Broke out the Ace Frehley shirt.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while.
I haven't worn it in a while.
Brand new, put it back in rotation? Because I basically have five T-shirts in this rotation for the week. I get my Pete Ricketts, what's it say?
Little Bitch.
Little Bitch shirt on today, yeah.
If you could read this.
Yeah, right.
From this distance, I just consider it an eye test for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does cover the left eye. I can still read it. Cover the right. Yeah, I can still read it. He's still a little bitch.
My daughter was going to, she was going to buy me a T-shirt the other day. She was at the mall, but it didn't have my size. And it was the one that says, I'm from Nebraska. Sorry about the Ricketts family. Yeah, that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gone national with the embarrassment.
They have. Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah, for
totally.
Quite a while
totally.
Now.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd kind of forgotten about this shirt, too. It's easy just to settle in on, like...
It is, and I forget, because I hang my T-shirts up, because we have a big closet, so they're hanging off to the right, the five I rotate, for that's how we dress in the morning. We dress like we're going to junior high school. And I never go back further into the T-shirts. I find one once in a while. Oh, I got that one. I should add that to the rotation.
Yeah, I keep mine in the middle. There's a bunch of clothes right on either side of those that never get worn, and they're just there for some reason.
I moved last year.
But congratulations on wearing a shirt that somebody notices.
Yes.
I contend that we could all wear the same clothes
oh,
for
I know that.
Weeks on end.
Oh, I wouldn't notice.
And
we
wouldn't notice.
No. I mean, crazy guy's a Packers sweatshirt on. He's always cold like a bitch in here, so you got a sweatshirt on.
Cold like a bitch.
I mean, just cold. I should say you're just cold. Sorry about the bitch part there, Craig.
Bitches aren't always cold.
I was lashing out there. Sorry.
Well, it is weird. Like the other morning, Craig and I got here at the same time.
Bitch.
Yeah. And it was like... It's been hot lately. It was like 70 degrees at 4 in the morning. I hop out and I have the sunroof open, windows down, driving in, and he's in jeans and a hoodie hopping out of the car. I'm like, what the hell, man?
He drove in on his Jeep with his shirt off.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Was barefoot hanging out the side.
Got to.
Oh, yeah.
Got to, man.
That's a good look.
Got to put the barefoot out the side.
Barefoot out the side and have no shirt.
That's safe.
In your Jeep.
I saw the Jeep wave in action yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Somebody in a Jeep and another one drives by and they make sure, arm out the window,
they wave at each other. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a focus wave?
Yeah, is it the focus wave?
Then you just kind of drop your head in shame.
Avoid eye contact.
Sorry, dude. Sorry. Yeah. It's two sorry looks. Oh, sorry. Sorry, dude. Yeah, sorry, dude.
Like they're mainly driven by high school girls, so you shouldn't do too much waving at other focus drivers.
You're having a problem yelling at middle school girls from your garage.
You're not legally allowed to wave at those. Yeah.
So once again, we are told the story of America being in the grips of a chicken wing shortage.
Still.
Increased demand for wings over the last year, together with labor shortages, has brought about a nationwide wing shortage. It's affecting restaurants and grocery retailers in Texas. Supermarket chain HEB, I guess, is now placing purchasing limits on chicken wings. You are limited to 2 packages of fresh and frozen wings per visit.
All that means you send your son in or your daughter to go get more. Somebody's getting there more, share more wings. I've been to a sports bar recently, but are they out of wings? Because to me, shortage means there's nothing.
Well, they can't keep up.
Okay.
I've gotten wings at a restaurant recently.
Yeah, they had them, right?
More expensive.
Right. That's probably it,
I noticed that. Costco or whatever has this giant bag of wings.
Yep.
And I got it once, and I'm like, oh, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
Then the second time, you still bought it, but like, not a great deal.
And now I want wings.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Now I want wings.
Yeah.
I might have to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
Fingers, though. They got plenty of fingers.
Yeah. We still talking about chicken? Or
get that finger all up in there.
Kroger beginning a trial program that could lead to drones delivering groceries. Customers who live within a mile of this store in Ohio were going to be the first to test out this delivery drone. There's restrictions. The drone can only carry up to 5 pounds. They look for your cell phone signal, and they deliver to that location. You can be anywhere in that within that mile area.
I finally saw the dongcopter yesterday. I think we tweeted that out or put that out there. And what if you order a dong? A rubber dong.
Well, it's got to be under 5 pounds.
And it's delivered.
Right, so yours is out.
Yeah. That's what's coming to your house. These drones are going to visit stuff at your house.
Probably.
Now, Kroger doesn't sell dongs, but
A lot of places.
Who sells dongs, Puss?
The dong store.
A lot of times they put it
just
in
dongs
in a box or an envelope.
Many times they do.
Nope. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
just hanging from the drone.
Right, no, they don't have to take it out of the packaging to deliver it to you.
Right. I would say I want it out of the packaging, and I would mail it to friends. And you, and also the just drone flies to your friend's house, and there's a big dong hanging off of it.
Yeah, but see, then I would want to be there when they came out to greet the dong copter. Yeah, I'd want to see that.
Almost every time.
You sit up the road with a car.
Yeah.
Nearly every time I've ordered a package dong? Or something, it comes in a package.
All right. Just say you've ordered a dong and it's in a package.
Like a golf club doesn't just show up.
Yeah.
It's often inside a box. And you have to open the box to find out, oh, it's a golf club.
Now, to be fair, there is that company that will
send
that send them out in a box that says something hideous on it, like, you know, huge dildo for, you know.
Well, didn't we get
Bob.
One of those, Craig?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was what to say.
It was a big tube that I think on the side on the label said, like, you know, biggiantdildos.com.
That was it.
And on a big sticker or something.
We did get that.
Yeah.
Who brought that home with them?
It didn't actually have anything in it. It just was the gag of sending it to somebody.
That was it. It was empty.
Yeah.
It was you just no dong.
Well,
but it was
that's
like
how we got it.
Says the first guy that touched the box.
There was nothing in it.
How weird.
That is weird.
I think that might still be in the office.
The dong copter. A lot of things are.
Who's speaking? A sheriff or something like that? Who's speaking at that with a dong
copter? Yeah, it was like a county sheriff or something.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, it's great. Every time. We got to get one of those. If we do a... I'll talk about it later. I don't want to talk about it on the off the air. But if we do the big event we're supposedly maybe doing somewhere in the fall, we should have a dong copter for that.
At least one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we get a five, actually. We'll have dong copter fights.
Dueling dong copters.
That might cause a riot.
Yeah.
Not nearly as hot as the pillow fights that we have.
No, they're hot.
But
yeah. We'll do that on stage.
Yeah. A Virginia family turning what was an embarrassing situation into a positive. 18-year-old Avery Sanford said her dumbass dad dumped 80,000 pennies onto the front yard of the home where she lives with her sister and her mom. The money was reportedly her dad's final child support payment.
How much was that?
$800.
Thank you, Todd.
Or 8,000.
Look at you moving the decimal point.
Well, which one's right?
I don't know.
I think it's 800. Two decimal points.
800,000 is a hell of a child support. Yeah, Jesus.
Those must be pretty special kids.
Yeah, especially with just 80,000 pennies.
What a dick. I mean, you're obviously going a relationship with your ex. It's pretty bad, but you're hurting everybody. The kids have to pick up the damn pennies.
Yeah, so what they decided to do was give away all the money. They collected all the pennies out of the yard. They gave every cent to the Safe Harbor Domestic Violence Center.
Well, wouldn't you
wonder if that's saying something?
Yeah, I'm thinking that had a message.
Wouldn't you
to help moms and children in need. They just
if you're
going to
give
away.
It away, wouldn't you have the charity come pick it up?
No.
I get $800, but you got to pick it up.
Bring a shovel.
Yeah. Just have, like, neighborhood little kids come over. The only people that are, like, excited about a penny.
Right.
Like, look at all these pennies.
Our kids aren't even excited about pennies.
Yeah.
You put a bunch together, you get 800 grand, though, Todd, according to your math.
But even getting them there to dump them on the yard, that's a lot of work to be an a-hole.
I know.
I mean, that's a lot of weight to move.
Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're familiar with the concept of smoking your favorite meat, perhaps smoking your favorite cheese.
Yeah.
You may now smoke your cocktail at home.
Oh, geez, thank God you said tail. That just shocked me when you said that.
They're making grilling and drinking easier to do at home.
Well, yeah. How do you smoke your cocktail?
I gotta exactly.
I've seen them do this at bars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They put like the glass
they do this at fancy bars.
Thing over the drink and put the smoke up in there.
Yeah. And that's basically it. Sother Teague, the beverage director at a place, says, think of how your shirt smells after standing next to the grill at the barbecue. It wasn't exposed to the heat from the grill, but it took on the aromas of the smoke. Aroma, 90% of flavor. They say that this exposes either the whole cocktail or some of the components or simply the serving glass to cold smoke. It adds layers of flavor, aroma, and texture to cocktails, they say. I'm unfamiliar with doing this for a drink.
I've never drank it.
That might be good on like a Bloody Mary, but I wouldn't order like a smoked vodka soda.
No, I don't think so either. That sounds horrible there.
Yeah, it'd have to be the right kind of booze.
Bloody Mary,
the right
Mary
mix.
Right, yeah. Maybe a whiskey.
And could the bartender just take like a bong hit and then exhale into your cocktail glass? Yeah.
No, apparently that's not quite what they do.
And you shotgun your cocktail?
Yeah. And you get the marijuana flavor?
That's not quite what they do.
I like
your
that.
Vodka soda.
You just blow the rest of my face.
Yeah, just blow it in my face.
That
right?
Stuck to the tape.
Save some for my face. That's what I
keep
say
talking.
To, that's what I say to the
both
to
of
the,
you
to the bartender.
But it's just a small amount of smoke.
Yeah. You know, oh, you're always talking about smoke.
You don't have to fire up a big
oops
grill.
No, I mean you can just get a big enough glass bowl. Or any kind of bowl, and then fire up some wood right next to it. You know, even wood chips they will give you.
Well, they even make they call them smoking guns. You put just a little. It's almost got like a little bowl in it where you pack just a little tiny bit of smoked chips, and then
picture of Coors Light. You smoke that for us? See, that would piss off some bartender. They're just Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, that's extra.
Picture Coors Light, 5 glasses, and smoke it.
Or could
blow,
I just
blow some bong on there?
Some wood chips in a bong and inhale it.
you could.
Smoke it up, not inhale, but just exhale it into the glass.
Oh, like a
that doesn't sound right.
Like a Krager bong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I see where we're going with that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got a slow cooking Krager bong.
Traeger with a T.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew I got the Krager right.
Somebody's got a cracker bong.
I mean, the beginning really threw off the rest of it.
That might be interesting.
A Traeger bong?
Oh, you just throw the, I'm thinking the pellets. Put the pellets inside the bong.
Where's the weed at?
Your weed would taste like mesquite.
Oh, it would.
Or apple.
Nice mesquite.
Or hickory.
Yeah. But you guys like your weed to taste like weed, good. Though, don't you, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
That might not be healthy for your lungs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, you are sucking in just burnt wood chips. But, along with your weed.
Somebody's going to try it now.
Well, apparently you are.
And then Dr. Mina's going to yell at us.
Well,
for suggesting that.
She won't catch it today.
She'll yell
at me. Oh, then we should say this. Cocktail smoking at home does require caution. Children and pets should not be near when using a smoking gun, but once you get the hang of it, you can experiment with more sophisticated concoctions.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Mina is against fire. In all forms.
I know. I don't get that.
No.
Well, my smoker that I smoke meat on is outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I just put the booze in the smoker, like right next to the chicken?
This is cold smoking.
Oh.
Like you would with the cheese.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, you can do this on a cooking, on a baking sheet or something like that.
I see.
Yeah, and I think I've actually seen it in a bar before.
Yes, do that at some of the fancier bars.
Yeah, fancier bar, right. You're not going to order that at a sports bar.
Yeah, you can get one of these smoking guns for about $100. They're not.
You can get them for as low as $20-$25.
Oh, okay.
You'll chase some chicken blower Marlboro smoke right in there.
Yeah.
And you blow that smoke in there.
This bar's nice.
Can you blow that Marlboro in my beer?
I love smoking meat. We have a charcoal smoker.
Yeah.
And it's the best excuse, just be like, I'd love to do anything today, but I got to keep an eye on this for 7 hours. So.
With a cocktail.
Yeah, just got to make sure this temperature's okay all day.
Yelling at the bucket planner.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law's into that, too. He'll cook all day long, and I think that's the excuse.
That's what I love.
Perfect. The, little weed, little alcohol all day long. Right. I'm gonna be busy.
But the wood pellet thing.
And nobody bitches because the food is so good.
That's right. Pretty much
I'm cooking for everybody. Yeah.
The wood pellet is idiot-proof stuff, though.
You have one of those Traegers, right?
You just got to fill in the hopper.
Right.
Put the meat on.
Last night.
Dial up the right temperature. And then go play golf. And I
tell Christy. Oh, but you want to watch. Just say you got to watch it then. Oh, you're golfing, though.
No, I'm golfing. Yeah. And I call Christy and say, when it reaches 165.
Check that.
Take that chicken off.
While I'm golfing.
Yeah, I love it. All day, it's just like every half an hour, you're like, you think that needs more charcoal? Like, I don't know. Let's take a look. Then if it does, you put more in. If it doesn't, 10 minutes later, same question is raised.
Now, see, I decided a long time ago, I know too many people that do that smoke meat for 10, 12 hours a day for me to get into it. Like, I just go over to their house when they're doing it.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though.
Yeah, you do it the old-fashioned way, don't
Nick
you?
Boys are chores,
and that involves a lot of babysitting.
That's why he wants
to
do it.
You got to be there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All 12 hours.
You can't be asked to do anything else. Now you go do that with the kids. I'll be here smoking.
I'll be out back checking my meat.
I'll be smoking dinner for you.
Why is your cocktail in there?
I'm so glad you said tail.
California man recovering and facing charges after being rescued from inside a huge fan. Police responded to a local vineyard in Santa Rosa on a call of a suspicious vehicle. The officer saw a hat on some farming equipment, then discovered the 38-year-old wedged inside the giant fan after being pulled out. He told officers that he looked inside to take a picture, but officers claimed that he had a bunch of meth with him.
Man.
He spent 2 days in this machine.
Both those could be true.
Right. He spent 2 days in the machine, now looking at charges of trespassing and drug possession.
And the best part is he didn't sleep at all.
He didn't finish his drugs.
Man, I saw a preview of a movie on Netflix last night. It looks pretty good. Some worldwide phenomenon happens. Anybody does that. And nobody can sleep. And society deteriorates because, when you get no sleep.
Because you go nutty.
Everybody starts going nutty. It looks like kind of a purge situation.
What's it
looks pretty good.
Is it called Everybody's Crabby?
Yeah.
Well, did you see that there's another purge coming out?
This isn't purge, it looks pretty good. And then it looks like there's a little girl that they find out can sleep. And then she's like, wow.
The chosen one?
Yeah, but in a bad way.
The evil chosen one.
No, she's not evil. They got to find out why she can sleep. And it looks, I don't know, it looks pretty good.
She's just like, I'm tired.
And plus, it looks like, it's like an hour 40. Yeah, she goes, hey, I'm tired. Oh, you guys.
What's wrong with you guys?
Like it's set up for sequels. We're all tired. Yeah. We're all tired too.
Awake is the name of the movie.
Okay. Yeah. We're all tired too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.